Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, July 15. Coming up, Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago to visit Jamaica July 17 to 21, Jamaica Bankers Association funds cybersecurity campaign, and government identifies locations for construction of artisan institutes. The details after this message.
Let's get together and feel all right at August Morning Market. Emancipation Day, Monday, August 1, Independence Village, Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center at 6 a.m. Come get your fresh produce at reasonable prices. Enjoy live performances over breakfast. Convenient parking available. You can't afford to miss August Morning Market. Hurry, come uptown, August 1, Independence Village.
Now the news. Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago Keith Rowley will pay an official visit to Jamaica July 17 to 21. Among the highlights of the visit will be the holding of bilateral talks between Prime Minister Andrew Holness and Dr. Rowley and a courtesy call on Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen. Dr. Rowley will also attend a meeting with several government ministers and members of the opposition at Gordon House, as well as engage in discussions with Chairman of the CARICOM Review Commission Bruce Golding and members of the business community. Prime Minister Rowley is expected to depart the island on Thursday, July 21. Dr. Keith Christopher Rowley has been in office since September 2015 and has led the People's National Movement since May 2010. Government has launched a national cybersecurity public education campaign to heighten awareness about the potential risks associated with using the internet and social media platforms. The campaign is being funded by the Jamaica Bankers Association at a cost of over $15 million. Several member institutions, including the National Commercial Bank, Scotiabank, CIBC First Caribbean Bank, First Global Bank, and Sagicor Bank, are providing the money. The campaign is being spearheaded by the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology with support from the Universal Service Fund. Addressing the campaign launch in Kingston recently, Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley underscored the need to promote safeguards against cyber attacks, which are potentially detrimental for the victims.
When our people know what to do and what to look out for online, they are empowered. I just want to reiterate, ladies and gentlemen, that as a government, as a ministry alongside all our partners, we are providing the tools of empowerment.
The Cybersecurity Public Education and Awareness Campaign is one of the deliverables of Jamaica's National Cybersecurity Strategy. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the government has identified three locations across the island for the construction of artisan institutes. The training institutions or villages will help local craftsmen and women hone and develop their skills in a formal setting.
These artisan villages will be located initially in three areas in Jamaica: Ocherias, Falmouth, Montego Bay. But the first three, which are now on the books and the designs of which are being done and completed in some instance. The PAJ, the Port Authority of Jamaica, will be doing one for us in Falmouth, and the UDC will be doing the others.
The tourism minister says funding has already been identified for construction of the villages. The Falmouth village will be completed by the end of this fiscal year. Meanwhile, the tourism ministry will be increasing access to funding for local artisans through partnerships with financial institutions. Portfolio Minister Edmund Bartlett says the ministry is in discussion with the Exim Bank with the hope that this will lead to the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding MOU.
Is that we recognize that we have to marry your creativity with access to financing, providing $500 million available for the small and medium tourism entity.
The tourism minister adds that a microloan program is available to craft enterprises through Jamaica National Small Business Loans at competitive interest rates. Minister Bartlett was speaking at the Craft Enhancement Project and Awards ceremony in Kingston recently. The event was held to recognize 180 certified graduates from the Craft Enhancement Project, CEP. The CEP is a joint venture between the Ministry of Tourism and the Organization of American States, OAS. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.